Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Elite Services Quality Clean, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what we can
News see. Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Elizabeth Nims here.
Hello, Davis. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's been a little while since you and I have done a show together.
It has, but I'm so glad to see you, Davis.
I'm very glad to see you as well, and I'm not going to anger you because you might swing that cast on your wrist at me.
Well, my husband would tell you that would not be a wise decision to do. He tries to actually stay on my right side now instead of my left side, but then we all tell everybody that was my dad's fault, you know.
Oh.
I acted out of line and had to smack him and then broke my wrist and shouldn't have done it, you know, because he's so hard-headed.
No, yes, but yes, you were doing something, you were being a good Samaritan, and that's how you ended up with a cast on your wrist recently.
Yes, okay, so because this is radio, let me explain what's going on here. I am sporting a new piece of hardware right now. I do have a cast on my left wrist, and I had an MRI yesterday to determine, is it just the one fracture or is it two, like my orthopedic specialist thinks that it might be, and he's real suspicious that there's two, so I'll know next Tuesday if there is two. But what we were doing was my dad and I were out last Saturday for another client and picking up some wet rugs that had got storm damage on them. And there was this lady that we were catching wind of that had needed her. She just wanted to throw her rugs away. They were synthetic rugs anyway. She's like, I'll just buy new ones. But she was an elderly lady, and she said, they're a slip-fall hazard for me. I need them out. I need them gone. Nobody would help her. Nobody would go in and do it. So Dad and I took a few minutes, like, we're already there. Let's just stop. Let's just help her. We got the big one out. Not an issue. Went to go get the smaller one. It was like a 5x7, I think it was. And I picked it up and put it on my right shoulder. I mean, it wasn't that heavy. But as soon as I went to go turn, she had a really, really shiny floor, almost like a marble floor. My feet went straight out from underneath me before I knew it. I'm sitting on the ground and wondering why my wrist is hurting.
Ouch.
You know, I didn't hit my head or anything like that, but she felt so bad. Like, no, ma'am, no. I said, I'm glad that it was not you and that it is me. I can walk out of here today. It's okay. You know, whereas with her, an ambulance would have been picking her up if that would have happened with her. So when nobody else would help, we stepped in to do it. And my seven-year-old, he's like, Mama, why did you have to go to work? Why did you have to get hurt? I just reiterate to him. I was like, look, she is okay. And that is the whole point, to where you help somebody else to where they are okay. And I said, I have no ill feelings. I have no, and if nothing else, it gets me off the truck for 6 weeks because the doctor says I'm not supposed to swing a wand with that hand. So there we go.
There you go. You're off the truck now.
I am really, well, we'll see how long that lasts. My dad was dropping hints the other night. You do remember way back when I broke my left wrist. 3 days later, cast it all. I was like, nope, not doing it. Not doing it.
Well, we are happy that you are here now.
Yep.
You are safe. You are healthy. And that's what really matters.
Exactly. And I'm able to be at the shop more, and so catching these rugs that are coming in. So we are still, and that's what I wanted to talk about today, we are still getting folks bringing in wet rugs from Hurricane Sally. By this point,
I bet.
Wool rugs, because it's a sheep's hair is what it is. It loves moisture. It hangs on to water. Me, when I wash my hair the night before, I'll wake up, there'll be parts of it that'll still be damp because it's so thick. Sheep's hair is the same way. It's going to stay damp for days unless you get it in an intentional drying area to get it dried out. So now we're starting to get the phone calls of, I just don't understand why my rug stinks so bad. Would you please come and get it? How fast can you get here to come and get this rug out? And these rugs, depending on their sizes, are taking 2 and 3 people just to pick them up because of all the water that's in them. But we have been out picking up wet rugs. We've been getting them in the drying chamber. We can get them dry overnight. And our drying chamber for, I want to say, 3 or 4 days straight was completely full of rugs. And as we would get some dry, we'd pull those out, put more in. And we'd have, whenever we ran out of room in there, we would set up a secondary drying area in our shop, which we have that capability now. And we started kind of like a pre-drying stage, start getting air movement on them until one of the poles came open inside to where we could move it inside and keep it going. So we lost power at our shop, but I want to say day 2 after the storm, We got the power back, and the drying equipment has been running nonstop ever since drying these rugs out.
I do want to remind our listeners that we do have Elizabeth Nims here, and she's with Elite Services Quality Clean.
Yep.
And you had mentioned the drying chambers. First off, when I think chamber, I think a large building, a large room. You can put a lot of stuff in there. How large is this drying chamber, and how many rugs can you put in there?
This drying chamber, we can fit 13-foot wide rugs in there, and I want to say we have got, my dad's going to shoot me if I say the wrong number, I want to say we've got 8 poles that we can hang rugs up onto. And then we also have the floor of the drying chamber where we've actually built it up and built it to where we can put air movers up in it and actually float a rug to dry it too. And in this drying chamber at our shop at 117 Industrial Boulevard, and if you just want to come take a look at it, just come on by and come see us. We'll show it to you. But in it, we have 3 dehumidifiers, and I'm not talking about, this is not the little one that you go and buy at Home Depot. These are high temperature dehumidifiers. These are industrial size dehumidifiers that it takes a truck to move them. So we have 3 of those, and we've got, I want to say it's like 12 air movers, not counting the ones on the floor. So the ones on the floor, the 16 air movers that are in this room doing nothing but circulating dry air around and pulling the moisture out. And the dehumidifiers, they've got hoses that run from there, runs out through a special spot in our wall, out into the drain, and the drain out to become ECUA's issue, you know, pulling all that water out and it goes to them to filter. But no, we have that capability. And now we're starting to catch wind that other rug shops in the area, I don't know whether they're backed up or they just can't take anymore or what the deal is, but now we're starting to get phone calls going, hey, they told us to call you, that you can help us, that you've got the capabilities. We do. We have the capabilities. Our pit floor, just to give you an idea, can clean a 20-foot by 20-foot rug.
Wow. I'm just trying to look at this room right now, and I'm picturing a 20 by 20 rug. That is huge.
Yeah, it's bigger than, you might as well take this room and the next one next to it and then the one outside of it, which for those of you in radio land, you can't really picture that. 20 foot by 20 foot is, oh golly, I'm really horrible at math. 0.
So I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm trying to put a few of me together.
Exactly.
Like 3.5 of me together.
Yep.
And then,
exactly.
Yeah, just put that on a square, 20 by 20.
Yeah. In order for me to get a whole picture of the pit floor, I have to actually get up on a mezzanine that's in our back shop and actually get as high up as I can, just about to the roof, in order to get a picture of the whole pit floor. But, I mean, just having that opens up so many things. And we went through, let's see, today is Thursday. My days have been running together ever since this wrist thing. I was like, my goodness. So, yeah, Tuesday we started actually sorting all of the rugs. And we did get some rugs that came in where the water has moved the dye on the rugs, which means it's what we call a bleeder rug, and where one side of it looks great, but the other side of it is like completely purple or completely red, and it's like you're not where you're supposed to be. So we were able to actually sort and keep all of those guys separate, because you don't want those to cross-contaminate the other rugs and get dye transferred onto rugs you don't want them to get onto. So we utilized that 20 foot by 20 foot pit to be able to roll out, sort, organize, separate, and get everything situated. So now David's ready, our rug tech, he is ready to start washing rugs. So at this point, we are about a 3 to 4 week turnaround time, you know, because he's working through the ones that came in pre-storm. And then once he gets those done, he's going to then start washing the ones that came in after the storm. But the high priority was getting the rugs in the shop and getting them dry as fast as possible. Because if you don't get them dry, especially your gun-tufted rugs, you're going to find that the latex starts to break down. And when that latex starts to break down, it's a repairable thing, but then you're starting to run into a little bit more money to try to get it repaired. Another discussion that we were having around our office this morning, I don't know if any of you know this, or how many know this or not, but Tim and my dad, David, both are certified in water damage restoration. Now, do we do that? No. Why are we certified in that? So that we can understand what we are dealing with, especially when it comes to the case of these rugs that are coming in. So when your house gets wet, like from wind-driven rain, say like your roof peels back and it's just pouring buckets of rain in, then you're able to salvage your rugs, you're able to salvage your carpet, as long as you get to them within 72 hours. Otherwise, that's when that mold starts creeping in. If it is water that comes in because of a flood, and if you were driving around town after the storm was done and you saw all these manhole covers that were being pushed up by the sewer water, That kind of gives you an idea of the contaminants that's in the floodwaters. Those, technically, should be thrown out, you know, for safety sanitization standards. So it kind of gives you an idea of the rogues that you want to keep and the rogues that you want to let go of. But if you've got a question about yours and whether or not you can salvage it or not, give us a call at 453-5544, and we're happy to go over all that with you and happy to talk to you about it and to let you know what your options are in regards to your woven treasures. A lot of synthetic rugs are telling folks, look, you're better off just getting rid of it and buying something new for your home after your home is put back together. Just because the amount of money that it takes to go into drying them, plus sanitizing them, plus washing them, by that point, you're buying a new rug anyways. So when it comes to the synthetics, that's what our recommendation usually is.
And I want to say, just speaking on behalf of somebody who recently bought their first good rug. Mm-hmm. By the way, a good rug really brings your home together.
It does.
And they are not that cheap. Nope. By any means. And that's why if my rug were to get damaged from a storm, I'm not running buying a brand new rug, because it took me a while to pick the one that I have.
Exactly.
And again, wasn't too cheap. And I take pride in this rug. I like
exactly.
this rug. I like walking on this rug. I want to get it cleaned more than I want to replace it.
Yep. And there are people that are out there, even with the synthetic side too, not just the wool side, but the synthetic side, going, I absolutely love this rug. It took me years to find it. It matches everything. I don't want to lose it.
Right.
Okay, well, there's options for you. So we've got some options that we can do. We had a client one time that she found this rug at an estate sale. She basically stole the rug from what we found out for what she paid for it, and had to have some work done to it. And we're thinking, it's not really that worth it. She goes, no, you don't understand. It matches everything perfectly. I want it done. I want it taken care of. I want to keep it for a long time. So yeah, we are able to help you with that kind of stuff. So we've been nonstop after the storm up until about yesterday. We finally got back to where we're starting to get back to our clients and cleaning the carpet, the tile and grout, the upholstery, things like that. But we were doing a lot of water extractions for a water damage restoration company here in town. We partnered with them to go ahead of them, do the water extraction. Then they would come in behind us and take over the job and do the drying equipment, monitor the dry out and all that stuff. I had a thought. It was going somewhere with it.
See, this happens all the time in radio.
It does.
You can have a rundown of all the things you're going to talk about, but then once you get into a topic, it's like, wait, where were we again?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, I've been doing that a lot lately. I think that's all part of the stress, part of the storm, making sure that we're doing everything like we're supposed to be doing. But at any rate, now I remember where I was going with that. We had a church that we were supposed to go to, and when you call our office and you say, hey, I want to schedule a carpet cleaning, Nicole and Francesca's very first question out of their mouth to you is going to be, is your carpet dry? And if it is, great, let's get you on the schedule. If it's not, okay, you've got a bigger problem. You got to get it dry. We cannot come in and clean it, because you cannot add moisture to moisture and expect it to become clean. It's got to be dry. Otherwise, you're opening up for, again, that moldy situation and other things that you do not want in your home. Our office manager, her house took it the worst. She actually had floodwaters come through her house. Now, fortunately for her, she rents, which means that somebody else is helping to put her house back together, and it's not coming out of her pocket per se. But the first thing that we were telling her, and she was talking to her landlady, and her landlady's been fantastic to work with. She's like, look, because it's this type, because it was floodwaters, that carpet is unsanitary. It's got to go. And the landlady sent her handyman over to start pulling that carpet out, because she's got 4 kids. You know, and the kids didn't need to be walking around on that and things like that. So they got in there and got it out. But I say all that to say that if you're calling us for a cleaning, expect for probably the next couple of weeks for Nicole to be asking that very same question of, is your carpet dry? Did you get flooded? And if you say, yes, my carpet's dry, yes, I got flooded, then she's probably going to ask you, did you have a company come in and dry it out or not? And if the answer is no, then we're going to probably send Tim by with a hydro sensor, and that's a wet checker to check to make sure the carpet padding is dry. Now, I will say, your last person that you had on here with Climatec, he was talking about how the AC unit is, you know, your best dehumidifier, and he's right about that. We have a lot of your commercial places. As soon as those AC units kicked on, we started finding that the carpet was drying faster the next day, because once they got power restored and once they got that workhorse of an air conditioner unit going inside and it ran constantly, those carpets were starting to dry there as well. And now the commercial grade carpet, that's your real thin carpet. A lot of times they are carpet tiles that have a rubber backing, so the water literally just stops at the fiber level. So we are finding that there are carpet areas that are starting to dry where the wind just maybe pushed the water through the doors or something like that. It didn't necessarily come, you know, through another way or get flooded in by floodwaters. So, but yeah, we're going to be asking a lot of, is your carpet dry?
Yes.
You know.
And that's, so the carpet, I live in a home where it's mainly wood flooring, which again is why I think the rug is so important to be able to have something that's just not wood flooring, to change it up a little bit, is very nice. And also to have a rug that goes along with the wood flooring is also very nice. The worst part for me when it comes to getting carpet wet, because we came home from a cruise one time and a water valve. It's funny how these water valves and little disasters like to happen when you're away for a week.
Oh, yeah.
A water valve flooded the home.
I've experienced that recently.
Home. And That was a nightmare to deal with. And one of the things that's also bad is when you want to replace the carpet, it's bad when the concrete itself is super wet and just won't get dry.
No, and that's where you've got to have that extra dehumidification in there, and that's when you've got to have the air movers, that's when you got to have the dehumidifiers, you know, things like that. And we've had folks calling us going, knowing fully well that we have drying equipment, going, we want to rent it from you. And we're like, no, we can't. And they're like, well, why? And we said, well, because it's running our drying chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Drying out folks, people's wool rugs. Like, we'll come pick up the rugs and bring them here to dry, but we can't, you can't have our equipment. Sorry, that was years ago that we were able to rent that out because we didn't have the setup that we have now. And so again, you can find us on the web, elitequalityclean.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Elite Services Quality Clean. And if the phone lines are down or whatever, or something you can't get through, message us that way. Message us through the contact form on the website, and you can also call us at 453-5544, or you can text us at 850-341-2812. That number goes with our office manager and or myself sometimes, and then even Francesca is starting to step up too, to where she's taking that phone on some weekends to give our office manager a break.
And we're speaking with Elizabeth Nims, by the way, with Elite Services Quality Clean. If you want to be a part of the program, asking a question, do you have a comment, you can call or text at 437-1620, 437-1620. And the facility that you guys work out of now, it's still fairly new. It wasn't too long ago y'all moved into this complex.
We moved in there in March, and we are at 117 Industrial Boulevard. Now, that's the Industrial Boulevard that is in between W Street and Pensacola Boulevard. If you know where Marcus Point Baptist Church is, you turn off of W onto Industrial. You see the Eiffel Tower looking radio tower. We are two buildings past that tower on the right. So that's where we're at. We're happy to give you a tour of the facilities as well. So we are pretty excited about having those facilities and being able to have, especially for a time as this, having the capability to dry out what we dry out. We went out and picked up in one stop 45 rugs the other day.
Wow.
Now, these are not large rugs, before you say that. Some of these are smaller rugs. Some of them are bigger. Some of them are medium-sized rugs. But still, over time, that all adds up. And we were able to get those dried out as well as two other stops that we had made earlier in the day. And those, they were large rugs, like a 10-foot by 12-foot rug was one of them, I believe. And another one might have even been a little bit bigger. So, but in regular cleaning world, we've got two rugs that are next on the list that both of them are 20 feet long. And I want to say they are 13 feet wide. And they both, the puppies have loved on them quite significantly. And those are going to be the first two on docket now that we've gotten through the majority of these dryouts, you know, getting them dried. Because we don't want to cross-contaminate. We don't want to put wet storm rugs in the same drying chamber as clean rugs. We want to keep them separate. So those are going to be the next two that we get done. Those two by themselves will probably fill up our drying chamber just because they're so long because they require a couple of poles to hang them up across. But we're able to hang a 16-foot rug up on one pole. You know, so that just kind of gives you an idea of our capabilities and what we're doing and how we're able to do it. So, let's see.
So I did receive a text message in here. Can you ask them if they can come and pick up my rug from my house?
Yes, we can. We can definitely come to your house and pick up your rug. And depending on, that's another question where Nicole's going to ask you if it's wet or if it's a larger rug, she'll ask you the size as well. So have that ready for her too. That's going to tell her if we need to send two people, sometimes three. We had a rug pickup earlier this week that we actually sent three around to go and get it because it was estimated to be a 10 by 12 soaking wet. And two guys just cannot, we're not going to ask two to do it at the same time. So we actually sent three around to go get it.
So, and again, yeah. Repeat the number one more time so that when you call, you can make an appointment.
Yep. 850-453-5544. And that gets you to our office staff. And that's where you'll get Nicole or Francesca or right now probably myself because Francesca said, I want to cross train anyways. Can I go out in the field? And I said, sure. So I'm going to take over her desk when she's not in the office since, you know, I decided to go and break my wrist. that's what we do.
So we actually, here's a question not necessarily related to the home, but rather the vehicle. Recently, the truck to our car was... The trunk to our car was left open. It began to rain. Carpet is now very wet. We removed it, let it dry, but it smells moldy, and in the car it has a musty smell. Any suggestions to clean the carpet?
My question is, did rainwater get into the back of the back seat? Because if you still have a musty smell, then there's still a moisture problem somewhere that is not completely dried out. Because you get rid of the source of the odor, the smell will go away. So that would be my question. If the trunk was left open, how much water got in there? Like, did it get up to the back seat? Did the back seat absorb any of it in? And we can check that out. I mean, if you come on by, we got the hydro sensor on hand. We can actually go in through the trunk and check that to see if there's moisture hiding in that back seat.
So you don't just clean houses, but you can also clean vehicles as well if need be, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And our shop has actually got the setup now, too, to where, like, on rainy days like this, if you want to get your car cleaned, you drop it off to us first thing in the morning. We actually have an area inside the shop we can pull your car up into, clean it, leave the windows down to let it dry. And then by just before 4 o'clock when we close, you can come pick it up and it's ready to go home.
That is such a comforting feeling in a way.
Yeah.
I don't detail my vehicle necessarily, although once in a very blue moon, I will pamper myself and I'll have the $20 detail job done.
Sure.
And you get in the vehicle and you just feel... refreshed. You feel like your vehicle has just been refreshed and you feel like you're driving a brand new car again.
Well, and the nice thing about our facility is everything's on camera too. So you're able to leave, like, you don't want to go someplace in town. You don't want to leave your windows down and things accessible for people to just jump in and drive off. Whereas our facility, when we pull it inside, not only is it under a watchful eye of one of our technicians, but it's also on camera as well while it's drying out and it's out of the weather. So, yeah, our building opened up so many doors of opportunity when we moved in. We were so excited when we got to move to 117 Industrial Boulevard.
Sounds like y'all have a lot of space in there to be able to just do some work.
We do. We do have a lot of space. It's, it's a 3,900 square foot shop.
Wow. So, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, you know, especially over in the area that you're in, it's the Industrial Park area. Uh-huh. Again, you said in between W Street and Marcus Point. And
in between W Street and Pensacola Boulevard.
Pensacola Boulevard.
Yeah, Marcus Point anchors on one end of the street. Used to be Allen Turner Hyundai. Well, Dodge. Dodge anchors on the other end of the street. It's on the corner of Industrial and 29.
So you're able to utilize the warehouses where you have a lot of space to work. You can now bring in more. You can get more done. And you just said it. You can park your car inside and you'll clean out the inside.
Yep. I actually, before the whole storm incident and my wrist thing, I actually cleaned, what was it? 90s model Mustang GT that was a convertible top that the guys were too tall to get into to clean the upholstery, but I did it.
Sweet. You know?
Yeah, so we were able to pull it up inside, and it was another one of those days where it was going to rain in the middle of the day, so we pulled it up inside, and it stayed inside till it dried, and the client sent his cousin to come and get it, and he saw me the next week. It was for one of our commercial people. He's like, man, I never knew my car could look that good. I was like, when was the last time you had it cleaned? He goes, I won't answer that question.
It's been too long.
He's like the rest of us. We're busy.
He probably can't answer the question just because I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been too long. Well, in the meantime, we are about to go to break. One more time, number where we can find you.
850-453-5544 because it's not clean unless it's Elite Services Quality Clean.
Elizabeth Nims, always great seeing you. Take care of yourself, please. No more broken wrists.
I'm going to try to. I'm hoping it's a 6-week and not a 12-week repair, but we'll see.